Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the rainy, cold voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. And it's time now for the food show. Let's get out the dinner bill and bang on that. The bigger bill. Yeah, well, let's get him into. And the dinner bell is what I meant to say. And we'll bang on that a little bit and then get ready for something really unique today. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Hotel. We make a monthly visit to the Roosevelt. Here's why. It's their 125th anniversary of being in business. Pretty good. 125 years in the hotel business. When you just think of all of the ways in which that industry has changed over the years, you wonder how they were ever able to keep up with it, let alone, you know, advance it all the time. We're coming to you from the Fountain Lounge. The Fountain Lounge is probably the gourmet room for the hotel, but it's, you know, like most hotels are, it's not all that gourmet, and nor is it very, very formal. So it's a place that's welcome to just about anybody who would be looking for anything from a sandwich to a well-put-together entree, cocktails, good wine list, good service, generally speaking. When this was the Roosevelt Hotel's, when it was the Sazerac restaurant, that was where this was. Right here was the Sazerac, which was the grandest restaurant in the history of New Orleans. I tell you that through dint of having been to just about all of them. As a matter of fact, I'd go even a little farther than that and say, I have been to every major restaurant in New Orleans at one time or another. But this one, they used to dress up in these get-ups that were so formal. It was really amazing to watch them. And all of the service was done at the table side. It was even down to little details where you ordered, let's say, lobster bisque, which was one of their specialties here. It was really a great, great thing. And they would roll up the cart right next to the table, and the waiter would light the burner on top of the cart, and he would put a pan on top of the fire, and then he would spoon in the lobster bisque from a larger container that he had, bring it up to a boil right there in front of you. I mean, you could have reached out and stuck your finger in it to taste it if you wanted. I don't know if they'd let you do that more than once, but anyway, you could if you wanted to. And then they would serve it to you. And I asked him once, what are you going through all that trouble just to put a little bit of soup into a bowl instead of on this bucket over here? And they said it's very simple. When it got here, it was hot. But when we finished moving it over, it became piping hot, and everybody knows that a nice, steamy, poppy hot temperature is much better. Everybody knows that. You know, when you get a hamburger, you want it to be hot. You don't want it to be cold, right? So anyway, that's what they used to do here. I mean, all of the service that they did, it was really amazing. I love this room. And we've had an excuse to come here every month for the last 3 months, and we're going to keep on doing it the rest of the year. But they're getting ready to start a new promotion here, and it just goes to show how far the millennial generation has gone to come up with new ideas that are very, very uncasual, but at the same time they have a gourmet quality to them. The promotion, get a load of this, is burgers and bubbles. And if you just slapped your forehead and said to yourself or to me, burgers and champagne? Yep, that's what it is, all right. It's burgers and champagne. And it starts today. Today is the opening day for the bubbles and burgers. And, in fact, we're going to get a chance to sample one of those. I don't know about the bubbles part of it, but we'll certainly try to sample the burger. And since my wife is coming over later, she is the burger queen. You know, you've heard of Burger King, but she's really the burger queen. She just loves hamburgers, and she's very picky about them. You know, it's not just a matter of cramming down, yet another hamburger down your throat. I mean, she genuinely will sample them and look at the dressings in it and the kind of bun that's used and the temperature of the burger and all of these things because she is a connoisseur of hamburgers. What can you say? You know, if you like something, you like something. That's it. Anyway, she'll be by later, and the reason is not so much to get the burger, although that was a nice little side thing, but because tonight at the Orpheum Theater, which is right across the street from the Roosevelt Hotel's main entrance, they will be over there with a performance of the why am I suddenly drawing a blank on the name? It'll come to Glenn Miller. Thank you very much. The Glenn Miller Big Band is going to be performing major concert tonight in the Orpheum Theater, which is a great place to listen to music because that's the home of the Louisiana Philharmonic. And believe me, they sound some kind of good. They really are great. So it's a long time since Glenn Miller was on the scene. He died in World War II. He was in the military in addition to, you know, running his fantastic band that everybody was copying. He was in that. He was doing his duty. And his plane got shot down, one assumes. No one really knows for sure what happened to him. But that was the end of his life. But they kept the band going. And they have continued keeping it going. And it's still in there. And they are still performing. And I think they're still doing albums, for all I know. So they are doing a concert here today. So if you like that kind of music, if you like big band music, if you like Glenn Miller and his style, which is very distinctive, you might take a look at that. We're not sure if there are any tickets left available. And what information we had is that even if they are, they're a little on the expensive side, but I'd pay to see them. I've never seen them live, so we'll see. And my wife is just thrilled about the idea. So she's going to stop by, probably get a burger, and probably get some bubbles because she likes hamburgers. She also likes champagne. You know, as this is one of the secrets that I have to impart to you young guys, and that is that, generally speaking, most ladies love champagne, especially rosé champagne. That's the one that they – now, I've been wrong on a lot of these things, and if you talk to any woman who knows me, probably the first thing they say is, boy, he just doesn't know anything about women. Well, yeah, I admit it's true, but we'll see. Anyhow, and then we have the bubbles and burgers, and that's our show today, along with, as always, anything you want to talk about at all having to do with eating, drinking, restaurants, cooking, wine, the whole range of it. We're always here waiting for a call from you. You're always invited to call us up no matter what it's about, no matter what else we're talking about at the time. We will stop talking about that for a minute and we'll start talking to you and listening to what you have to say. And I hope you do take advantage of that and give us a call and tell me where you've been eating lately and what's been good and what's been not so good. And if you're cooking other things these days, tell me how that's going along. That's what we do around here. It's the food show. Our telephone number is 260-6368, 260-6368. You know what I wish we had? I know there are a million. I've got a couple of, I'm sorry, we only have one. I'm just looking at you, but I'm a little cross-eyed, so it looked like there were two for a minute there for a second. But anyway, I would love to have a phone number that was something like that law firm out there that runs billboards. It's a 444-444-4444. You know, I forget even how long you go with that, but whoever came up with that was brilliant. That was a good one. I don't even know how they do that. Anyway, we do have a special little secret thing on our phone number, 260-6368. 260-6368 will also give you, if you dial from the letters instead of the numbers, menu, 260-MENU. So there's a way to remember it. And I wish you would remember it, and I wish you'd give us a call and talk to us about food, about restaurants, about cooking and wine and everything. We don't have anybody on hold, do we? Just checking. I mean, I know better than to have hopes that high. We have, let's see, there's a bunch of things I want to bring up. Yesterday was the anniversary for my wife and me of getting married 30 years ago, and we went out to eat. And I'm not going to say where it was because it's a competitor to this hotel we're in today. It just happened that way. That's okay. I'm sure they are amiable rivals. The reason we did it there instead of here is that we have this tradition that dates back to our actual wedding night where we spent the night in that hotel over there, and it was just great. So we go there every year on our anniversary. It's just part of our little tradition. My wife has one that she's been pulling on me every year and for 30 years. And some kind of way, I never quite get it. It always takes me by surprise. She orders a pizza, and it's delivered to wherever I happen to be at the moment, no matter where that was. And so here's this pizza. And here, what I always say, stupidly, is, we didn't order a pizza. And then she sits over there in the corner and goes, I said, no, really? And she said, well, and then the guy who delivered it said, no, it's paid for, everything. It's just, here it is, Fitzmaurice. It's a pizza. I said, I'm telling you, I did not order a pizza. This, sir, it's already paid for. Take it. It's yours. And then she calls me and says, have you seen a pizza lately? Oh, you got me again. She did get me again last night. We're sitting there in this first-class restaurant, and we're, you know, onto the cocktails, and we've got some appetizers. And then all of a sudden comes this little hand. What do they call them? Hand and hold pizza? What? What? Pan? Pan, yeah, okay. On the china of the hotel and put it in front of me. And I said, I didn't think, I mean, this is, now suddenly we have a lot of food to eat here. And she's over there in the corner just thinking, he bet for it again. Every year she sneaks it in on me one way or another. There's this pizza that comes. it's hilarious. That captures a certain something about my marriage, which I delight in. So it's just wonderful. Anyway, we had a great dinner there last night. And tomorrow I'll tell you where it was, but I just don't feel right talking about it in here because we're in a competing restaurant, very much a competing restaurant. It's in the Roosevelt Hotel, which, as I mentioned earlier, has been around since 125 years ago. And they are celebrating that by inviting us to come in and tell you what they have going on. And I've already mentioned the burgers and bubbles, and we'll be talking about that shortly. Glenn Miller.
Oh,
Glenn Miller Orchestra is playing at the Orpheum tonight.
Okay. That's the new version.
That's the new version?
I guess, right?
it was the new version a long time ago. I
mean, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was still a thing, but.
No, they never stopped.
Oh, wow.
There have been times, I think, when they've had like two or three of them because there were several people who were contending that, well, no, really, I was the leader of the band.
Oh, I see.
And I don't
know. So nobody had the rights to it.
Well, I think the owners of the name and things like that definitely did, but it still bounced around a lot.
So in theory, we could start our own.
We really could.
But you play, right?
Yeah, we could, you know, we'd get some of these guys that play the piano with.
I'll have
here.
A pickup band, yeah.
Yeah, why not, you know? Ron, what's his last name? He plays the piano over there. It'll come to me in a sec.
I don't know Ron's last name. I know.
Anyway, he lets me sing with him
oh.
when I'm in here, so We do that to, you know, to get the tables to turn over. Yeah, that's. Jason over here is the general. No, well, you're the
executive chef.
Executive chef. Yeah.
Yeah. Not general manager yet.
No, I'm working your way there.
Working my way there. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting in the hotel business that most of the time the guys who are running the place came up through the rooms department and promotion and all these other things. And the chefs, not so often.
No, it happens.
It does happen, and I would say
it doesn't happen often. No.
Some of the best of all time, the best hotel food operations of all time, were in hotels where they had that exact thing, where the general manager had come up through the food service.
Stands to reason, right?
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense to me.
Area of focus for them. Yeah. But I know like two colleagues that made it to general manager, that they were, I was starting in the business when they were kind of at my level. So yeah, they went to a food and beverage director and then eventually general manager.
There
and
you
that's
go.
Only two that I know
there
about.
There were a few.
My whole circle of colleagues.
Archie Kasbarian was certainly one of those over at Arno's. He owns Arno's now. Mm-hmm. And then the guy who ran the Royal Sonesta for a long time. I'm drawing blanks on lines today, names today, but he was definitely, he was a food guy. He was a former chef. Anyway,
that's cool.
Yeah, well, I think so.
So you know why I came out here?
Burgers
and bubbles.
Or is it bubbles and burgers? Which is?
It's burgers and bubbles.
Burgers and bubbles.
Doesn't that roll off the tongue a little easier?
Burgers and bubbles.
Is that bebop or?
I don't know. I'm not hip enough.
Did you talk about it so far?
About it in passing, because I haven't had one yet, and the only report I have had on the subject is that my wife asked me, do you want to go, should I come in and have dinner with you? And I said, well, wait until I tell you what it's going to be. Tonight is opening night for bubbles and burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, burgers? My wife loves good burgers.
Oh, great.
She is a major fan of a good hamburger. So she's going to come over here tonight, and on the first night of Bubbles and Burgers, you'll get a report from her. And if it's as good as everything else you do, I can pretty much guarantee you a very good report.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad she likes burgers.
She loves burgers.
That wouldn't have worked out well.
Yeah, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have been exactly.
So the burgers and bubbles, we're going to do it every Tuesday night, and we're launching tonight. But the real interesting piece is that it includes a glass of Mom's Cordon Rouge champagne.
Not bad.
And that at the entry level is $24.
So basically, $24 and
$24,
and you get the burger
you
and
get the
some
burger
bubbles
and some bubbles.
Uh huh.
Real bubbles, and then of course we have some. We have some other bottles. We're selling also bottles at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes one glass is not enough.
Well, you know, it has happened before, but it died after Katrina. There was a place called Michael's, if I remember. I think that was its name, Michael's Grill.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Canal Street near Carrollton.
Okay.
Like a half a block off of Carrollton. And they had a $100 burger on their menu. But the reason it was $100.
We didn't go that high.
Is that it came with a bottle of Dom Perignon, was cheaper then than it is now. And everybody thought it was a great idea. And so you have something to stand on.
Well, yeah, we had that. And, I mean, we do have – I bet the burger was enhanced a little bit, right?
Oh, probably so.
Because we have a burger that has foie gras and black truffle mayo. Yeah. And that So that one's – only $44, and it comes with a glass of champagne. So I think that's still a great deal at that far end of the spectrum.
Well, especially if you have is today somebody's birthday. You take them out and say, "I've got a real treat for you." Last night, my wife
and I were going to burger night.
It was
I wouldn't lead with that.
It was our anniversary yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary!
So I mean, you know, the idea of giving somebody 30-year anniversary to give them a burger might not sound quite right, but in this case, it'd be perfect.
I think so. So, I tried to create a menu that had a burger menu, obviously, that had something for everyone. So we have a vegetarian burger, which I think talk about before. four is the Beyond Burger, which is – it's one of these burgers that – they're in the news a lot right now because they eat like ground beef. It really does. It's plant-based protein, but there's beet juice in there, and you can get a good sear on it, and it stays – looks and has the texture and the taste of ground beef. I didn't believe it at first. I had to try it. But we have that for our vegetarian friends. We also have a seafood option for.
Just getting right to penetrate this concept a little bit more. So you have it's made with beets.
The one we use is Beyond. It's a bought product, but. It's made with pea proteins because there's a lot of soy allergies out there now.
Uh-huh.
So I think they got away from soy, and it's pea based, the protein, like green peas. I'm assuming it just says pea based in the description, but and then it has beet juice to keep it looking medium rare. You can actually sear it, and it looks medium rare.
Most of the vegetarian-style burgers that I've seen over the years involved a lot of mushrooms, which I think actually works. Mushrooms and beans.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know how to put that together, but it sounds good.
Yeah, well, mushrooms add that umami flavor that you look for. And, it helps enhance the flavor of beans.
Yeah,
but this Beyond Burger is really good. I eat them, and I'm not a vegetarian, but I'll eat it because it tastes good, and if I'm looking for a healthy option. And then we also have a kingfish, that we call it the kingfish, and it's an oyster on bun dressed. Uh-huh. So we have that, and we also have one that we had a little fun with. It's called Double Trouble, and it's got the it's a double patty, obviously, with American cheese, but it has a Patton's hot sausage. Infamous hot sausage patty of New Orleans.
I love that.
Me too.
On a plate of red beans more than anywhere else, but it's good no matter where you find it.
So we got a little silly and put it on a hamburger. But we put it with American cheese because
I'm gonna have
it goes
one of
with
those.
American cheese. You're going to have one of those?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay,
unless
great.
You got a better idea.
Well, I don't know. I thought you might go for the Rossini burger.
A Rossini?
That's the one with the foie gras.
That would be,
truffle mayo, yeah.
You know, he was a very interesting guy, Rossini. He was the author of numerous operas. That's what he's most famous for. But he was also not gourmet, but really what I think most people would call a chef these days because he invented a lot of dishes that are now classics, but they were really, inspired by him, written by, composed by him. He was really an amazing, amazing man.
And then we also have, to finish, we have some fun desserts. We have some chocolate dip ice cream cones that have the hard shell dipped. And then we also have a brownie sundae to top it off. So. You can come out and have a great
sounds
great
like
night.
A fun evening. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Meant to be relaxed.
Also,
and fun.
You could bring kids.
Yeah,
of a certain
sure,
age, anyway.
Yeah.
Who would really
kids
get
welcome.
Into that?
They're welcome here because we serve food. It's a restaurant. Even though it's Fountain Lounge. It's a restaurant.
You know, before we get too far away from this, I've got to ask you this question: do you know when a vegetarian eats a hamburger?
When a vegetarian eats a hamburger?
Yeah.
Like a real hamburger?
Yeah.
You got me there, Tom.
When nobody's looking. Had to get that one out there. Yeah. Okay, so this is every Tuesday night that's going to be around. Mm-hmm. And the price varies depending on what kind of burger you're getting.
Yeah, right at the moment, we have five burgers. We plan on doing some specials, too, just to have fun.
Well, the possibilities are endless. Make it out of.
And then also there's some enhancements if you want to enhance your burger with, the usual suspects. But we also – there's something fun on there like Zapp's chips. I don't know if you had potato chips on a hamburger. Some people like that. It gives a little crunch to it. So you can add those things, and your usual onion jam and mushrooms, provolone cheese, blue cheese, all the cheeses, and that you can pretty much think of. And then we have truffle fries we're offering, and our famous Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah, I know they're famous because that's another thing my wife is crazy about, Brussels sprouts. My daughter, too.
She's going to be happy camper tonight.
Oh, she'll be really happy, yeah, very, very much so. All of this figuring into kind of a new style menu for a restaurant, certainly in a first-class hotel like this. But on the other hand, there are enough people that are going to talk about that and really make a thing out of it.
We're hoping, you know, to have something a more casual night. We had great success with our Monday night fried chicken,
yeah.
And that's not something you'd normally associate with a luxury hotel, but so since that was successful, and you know, people like relaxed atmosphere, and you know, this is good after work fare. You can come with your friends and enjoy a glass of real champagne and a hamburger, and you'll be out of here, you know, at so $24 per person. You can't.
When you say it's real champagne,
uh-huh.
Now, strictly speaking, and the French will jump on you if you don't strictly speak.
Yeah, that's true.
That if it comes from any place other than the Champagne region,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't qualify as real champagne,
even if
it's from France.
That's true.
And they're very stiff about that, and they can really be a pain in the butt about it, too, is what I've heard. But that is legitimate, I think. So you mentioned one already. Is there a selection?
What we're pouring with your burger is going to be Mumps.
Mm.
Cordon Rouge, which is the one. There's a Mumps from California, but
yep.
we're not pouring that. There's sparkling wine from California. We're pouring Mumps Cordon Rouge from France, from Champagne region.
Oh, that's perfect.
I was kind of like I was unwavering on that because I thought, you know, hey, I want, you know, this to be special. If we were just pouring mm-hmm. sparkling wine, I don't think it would be that.
No,
that special, right?
No.
Even if we lowered the price. I'm
with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
And
why not? I mean, it's another little touch of class.
It's a beautiful hotel, you know.
Yeah. What more?
Ron Jones,
it finally came to me.
Ron
Jones. He plays, you know, right here at the piano. He's really good. Well, he plays at Delmonico every now and then.
You know how I know he's good? Because he's one of the favorites of the servers.
I believe that.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a character. He's really and very talented. Yeah, that's another reason to come here.
There you go.
Just to celebrate something, you know, anything you've got, you know.
There's always a reason to have fun.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Especially when you get real food in the deal. Well, good. I'm looking forward to this burger.
Well, it's good talking to you.
And it's always a pleasure to be here, and thank you. And here's the Glenn Miller Orchestra playing in the background, too. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it.
I bet it's familiar. I bet you've heard it before.
Yeah, of course. It's my grandfather's favorite band.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good seeing you all the time.
Nice to see you, Tom.
Thank you for letting us come in and invade your dining room again.
For sure. We'll see you next time.
See you next time is right. Hello there. Welcome back. This is The Food Show coming to you live from the Roosevelt Hotel in the right here in the Fountain Lounge, and the name of it gives you the impression that it's a bar or a lounge, for that matter, and in a way it is. There are some tables around here that kind of have that feeling to it, but it's a full-fledged restaurant, and they have a very interesting menu. It's been going on for quite a while. It's the space, if you know your way around the Roosevelt, if you remember where the old Sazerac restaurant was, that's where we are now. And it's a great place to come for dinner. And they are running a new promotion every Tuesday night. Burgers and bubbles. Champagne, real champagne, he just told us. And hamburgers. First class. Even the fries are good. So I'm going to find that out firsthand a little bit later on, and I'll give you a full report on it tomorrow. And we'd love to hear from you about anything else on your mind. Is there anything you have ever wanted to eat but you never tried? because you're not sure if you would like it or not, and then you'd feel like you'd wasted the money? Well, if that has ever happened to you, call us, and we'll let you know what the chances are of something like that happening. I'm not telling you that I know everything in every restaurant in town. I sure don't. I really don't. But we are always out there looking for new places to go. And so if you've been to a good restaurant lately, or a not-so-good restaurant, either one would do, please let us know about it, because people are I got a letter just today from one of my readers who said, how often do you really update these reviews? And I had to admit to him, I certainly don't do it every day, because there are about 1,500 restaurants in New Orleans, and to check all 1,500 of them every day is beyond the ken of the natural world. So that's why that's not going to happen. But it does kill me that I can't do it. We try to get as current information as we possibly can. And if there's something that you know has come along and is pretty good, let us know about it. Because all the other people out there who love dining out, they probably don't know about it. You might be one of the first to get there. Don't keep it a secret. If you keep a good new restaurant a secret, it won't get the public relations that it deserves to get started with. You know, when a restaurant opens, they have to do some work to make sure that everybody knows who they are and where they are and what they do. And that's where the new business comes from. And if everybody's keeping it a secret, they will maybe shut down. So that's what might happen to your new favorite restaurant if you don't tell us about it. Please do. We are always welcome. We particularly encourage your opinions about all of this. And if you have some recollections of some restaurants from the past that were really great that you miss a lot, that have not been around for a while, that's something we get into a lot as well. But for goodness sake, the one thing more than anything else that we are in need of, and it won't cost you a nickel, is to give us a call and tell us where you've been eating, what you like to eat, what's your favorite food, what's your favorite restaurant. I'm not kidding. This is very important to a guy like me, because this is what I do for a living, is get the word out on new restaurants out there and old ones too. So give us a call, would you? 260-6368, 260-6368. Our program today is sponsored by The Grill. The Grill is an interesting restaurant. Gus, welcome to the food show.
Yeah, here I am. I thought I'd call in. I heard you talking.
Oh, thank you very much. You don't know how much I appreciate it.
Well, I took staff to Antoine's last week.
Did you?
For lunch.
How'd it go?
Yeah, I did. We were really, really pleased. Really. I've been to Antoine's many times.
And they have that special deal at lunchtime. Yeah. It's $20.19.
And it was like puppy drum with like a rice dressing underneath it, and it was delicious.
I love it.
I mean, really nice. Oh yeah. I mean, I could see a difference. I don't know. There's something different about it, and it was all good. I tell you, we were just so pleased, you know. And then one of the people there had never been there, and we got a waiter to take her on a tour and looked all around, and we really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really love going there, too. And we were there ourselves last week for, let's see, what was
it? I know you had something. Yeah. It was some anniversary of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's they have a new chef, which was what was mainly on
my mind. I know.
I don't think what he plans to do has shown its head yet. So he just really started, and I talked to the old chef, who Mike Regua, who's been around a million years, really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, I'm not moving anytime soon." said, "I'm going to stay here for a little while."
Well, whatever it was, whatever's happening, you know, it's really worth the trip, you know. And, I mean, maybe Mardi Gras is going to get pretty crazy, but, you know, certainly after that or before.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we did see was different.
Yeah,
Because I'd been there. Oh, it's just Rockefeller wasn't the same. The topping was a kind of sauce, whereas I remember it being more crisped over and fluffier.
Well, it might be that way, but they – I found that it's never exactly the same twice in a row.
I guess it depends on who's making it back there. Huh?
You would think that it would be constantly the same.
But I mean, you would. Yeah.
I don't know. I the night I went there, they were out briefly. But if I'd have waited for it, it would have messed up the timing of the rest of the meal.
So,
but I'll keep my eye on that.
Okay. Hey, watch that. And I had the other oysters they have there with a little garlic and butter.
Rockefeller?
Was outstanding.
No, I mean the Bienville.
We had Rockefeller and the other one. We had Rockefeller for the table, and then I got a separate order of Bienville, and Bienville was delicious.
That's the one I actually prefer.
Yeah,
this is
right,
Bienville. That's a great dish.
Yeah, but somebody who had never been there before has got to try the Rockefeller.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you can do a 2-2-2. You know, you can do two Rockefellers, two Bienvilles, and two Thermidors, which is the one that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah, I know. I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
There you go. Thank you very much for calling. See ya.
My
it's
pleasure.
The Food Show.
Bye.
Now joining us over here on the orange phone is Alfred. Alfred, welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Hi there. Come on in.
Just a quick half a review.
Which half?
Yes. About Barrow's catfish.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Well, I was able to pick some up. I didn't have time to go in and dine there. But picking it up, it was very, very good. You know, there was no off-tasting fish, and it was all very good. And the French fries, again, I never went there in its earlier form, but the French fries were like steak fries, only they were thin, if that makes sense.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were very good. They were very good.
Yeah.
They were almost like a cross between a French fried potato and a homemade potato chip, which I kind of liked.
It sounds good.
I'm going to go back soon in the dining room and get a full experience.
Yeah.
I think they've kept the same quality as before.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they made any drastic changes because you'd be a fool to do that. That would be the first thing that you could do to alienate your regulars, certainly in that place. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, nice talking
to you.
Thank you. See ya, Alfred. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Hello there. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We're coming to you live today from the Roosevelt Hotel in the Fountain Lounge. They call it a lounge because, well, I guess you could lounge around a little bit in it, but the connotation of that word as seeming to indicate the presence of cocktails and the like, well, they've got that too, even though right next door is the cocktail lounge of all time, really. It's the Sazerac Lounge, which is beautiful, Art Deco, really an amazing place. But this is not a bad-looking place either, and the food here is quite good, too. Great place to go for a special occasion. We are here today to bring, to kind of premiere something new that they are doing on Tuesdays for the foreseeable future, and that is Burgers and Bubbles. You got it right. It is hamburgers, not your plain old hamburgers, but some unusual ones, paired up with real champagne from France, from the Champagne region of France. So they're not to be fooled with, those French. Anyway, it is that's what's going on over here. It's nice to be here with you today. We'd love to hear from you. As you can probably tell, it doesn't make any difference that you're not here than if you were sitting right here in front of us. But if you're in the neighborhood, why don't you just drop in? I'd be happy to put a microphone on you and we can have a conversation. 260-6368 is our telephone number. And let's see, what else do I have to tell you about? We're doing this today. The Glenn Miller Orchestra is performing at the Orpheum Theater, which is right across the street from the hotel. And we're going to pop over there and see what's going on. That's very inviting. It's something I really like to do. I bet you a lot of other people do, too. 260 6368. Call right now. You get right in. We'd love to hear from you about anything that you've ever eaten in your entire life. How's that? Is that broad enough? Last night, my wife and I went out to dinner because we were celebrating our anniversary. And we went to a restaurant that I'm not going to name because it's a direct competitor with this one. It's just completely by coincidence that that happened. But anyway, we had a lovely dinner, and there was a waiter there whose name I didn't catch. But he told me that he remembers waiting on me at the Andrew Jackson restaurant and that would have to be a long time ago because I think that they were gone by, 1980-something. It had been there for quite a while. The menu was originally put together by no less than Warren LaRuth. This was not a joker of a restaurant, although I remember from some of the times that I went there, they had certain items on the menu that you would be very hard-pressed to find these days. Like, for example, they had a turkey poulette. When's the last time you ever had that, if, in fact, you have ever had it? It's a real antique. It's not something you're likely to run into. But it's something that people ask me about every now and then, and they had it. And here comes this waiter from out of the past, and we were shooting the breeze for a while about this and that. The high moment of the evening last night came when we opened up the last remaining bottle of wine left over from our wedding reception 30 years ago. And we've been going through this one every year, and they've been getting, as you might expect, worse and worse and worse. Not all wines are made to be aged, and these certainly were not. But some of them actually did get better, and we had a few of them over the years that were really terrific. Well, the very last one, we opened the cork with the help of this waiter we were just telling you about, and it was it was stinky at the beginning, but then we let it breathe, and then it got pretty good. Even my wife liked it, and just a great ending to a great day yesterday. Hope yours is as good as mine. 105.3 FM, HD2, Kenner, New Orleans. The Food Show will continue after we check in on the news from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.